18 past 8 on The Breakfast Club on a Thursday morning, a glorious day in the best city in the world. Time for us to turn our attention to the world of tennis. We are getting ready for semi-final action against Belgium in Brussels for the Australian Davis Cup team. And we've been able to track down the captain of the team, one of the all-time greats of Davis Cup tennis, full stop, let alone Australian Davis Cup tennis. He's come straight from the dinner, the official dinner. And it's a very good morning to Leighton Hewitt. G'day, Leighton.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
We are terrific, mate. How are you doing? You get excited still about Davis Cup campaigns and being on the eve of one?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the way things have panned out this year. It was a goal to really have a crack at the Davis Cup this year. And we've got a pretty young team as well and not the most experienced players in Davis Cup. And we've given ourselves a great opportunity this week now through to the semi-finals here in Belgium. And the great part about playing Davis Cup is the home and away aspect, and this is going to be a big challenge playing away on their chosen surface, which is clay.
You mentioned the age group of the squad, and I went through that yesterday. 20 to 23 is pretty much the age group you got there, and it's extraordinarily young to be able to achieve this success or a semi-final opportunity at this stage. I mean, how proud are you of what you've been able to achieve with these boys?
Yeah, no, it's been great. I knew these guys because I played with a lot of them the last couple of years of my career, especially in Davis Cup. But for me, it was about getting to know them and their personalities on and off the court. And, dealing with them and how they handle pressure and under expectation of playing in big matches as well for their country. And I couldn't be prouder of the close-knit team that we have now. We've had each other's back, and it's not just in the Davis Cup weeks, but it's been all weeks round on the ATP Tour as well and at the Grand Slam. So, we've had some pretty special moments this year, and hopefully this weekend just another one of those.
Leighton, we talk to a lot of AFL players, and they talk about when they get away with the group for an interstate trip that it gets them closer together and it can really build some strong cultural values moving forward. Is that the same in a Davis Cup situation when you travel overseas and to a country like Belgium?
Yeah, it is in some ways. This is my first away tie as captain, actually, in my first 2 years doing it. But I know certainly as a player, I actually enjoy, even though you play and you're under the pump from the crowd and it's a lot of noise and tough concentrating, I really fed off that as well because I could look over at my bench, my captain and coach and our small supporters there and really focus in. And there's not a lot of distractions either when you're overseas, whereas sometimes when you're playing at home, there's obviously so many family and friends wanting to come and watch and the media attention, you're really under the spotlight. So we've been able to gel together and bond even more as a team. And as you said, some of these guys haven't played in that many big matches in Davis Cup. So it's going to be a big challenge, especially playing away from home with their crowd this week.
So what do you do? I mean, you can only be on the court so long when you're away. I've noticed that just with some of the photos and some of the stuff on social media, you've been working really hard as a team. So what are the sort of things you're doing on court and off court?
Well, a lot of the on-court stuff is the preparation for the boys. We've got to try and get enough singles practice into them as possible, but also we've got a few options with the doubles combination as well, depending on what happens on the Friday. So we're just trying to really find a good combination with that and trying to get as much toughness in them as possible. And obviously adjusting to the clay court, that's been the biggest difference because the boys have come straight off the US hard courts over the US Open in New York. But I couldn't be prouder of how committed they've been and their dedication to get straight onto it. They came straight over from New York, straight to Brussels, and they really hit the ground running.
Leighton, you had Nick Kyrgios say he'd run through a brick wall for you. How have you been able to instill that team culture? You're one of Australia's greatest ever players, of course, and would bleed for the country. How have you been able to bring that to your captaincy with the Davis Cup team?
I think a lot of it was understanding Nick in a lot of ways. And I was fortunate enough that I played a couple of ties with him towards the end of my Davis Cup playing career. So he understood what I stood for in Davis Cup and I guess what I expected as well as a player and then moving into the captain's role. Having guys like Jordan Thompson around and then, John Millman and these guys, Tanasi now coming in, and they've been such good influences on the likes of Nick especially, but not just Davis Cup weeks. Like, we've really tried to hunt in a pack through this whole year. And it's pretty tough being an Australian player and actually travelling on the road. It's a pretty lonely time sometimes on the tour. So when we get the opportunity to come together, we sort of hang out at most of the tournaments together. So it feels like we are travelling in that pack team environment. And I think the boys are really fed off that.
The selection of Tanasi, can you explain that? Obviously, Millman has been in some really good form, but not in the squad at the moment.
Yeah, so there's he was in the We have to pick four, obviously, going into it. Tanasi, he had a really breakthrough tournament in Los Cabos, which, you know, he beat Thomas Berdych, another really quality top 10 player there to make through his first ATP final. So he's had a tough couple of years with injury, but we feel like his body's starting to hold up and, you know, he's putting his hand up, that's for sure.
If there's brick walls the players want to run through, I suggest you keep the brick walls away from them for the next couple of days, like, just by the way.
It depends how thick it is. I don't know.
But it is interesting, and from Nick's perspective particularly, because a quote that I read the other day about him, or the last night, was that I literally love playing for someone other than myself for once. To get the best of him, do you feel that even week to week, and you talked about hunting in a pack as a group throughout the tour through the year, that he needs that support, that level of selflessness through the involvement of other people?
Yeah, he does, absolutely. And we've tried to do that. And I think the weeks that you'll find that he's played well throughout this year, which has been the Cincinnati, the final, that epic tournament in Miami where he made the semi-finals, which was the week right before the Davis Cup. He played well in Indian Wells Master Series as well. And we had a couple of the boys travelling with him through that time. So, you know, it's a matter of trying to find a good balance for him as well. You know, we know that he's going to have his ups and downs. He's a very flashy player as well. But when he's on, he's extremely talented. And it's just about trying to put it all together for more weeks throughout the year.
Leighton Hewitt, the captain of the Davis Cup team, has joined us on the Breakfast Club ahead of their clash with Belgium. Tell us about your opponents. You've got David Goffin and Steve Darcy, is probably the singles players. Are you concerned about them?
Oh, absolutely. David Goffin, he's a quality top 10 player, especially on a clay surface as well. And yeah, he's going to be a tough player. He hasn't lost a lot of Davis Cup matches either. You know, he can last five sets out there, and he's going to be playing in front of his home crowd. And a massive opportunity for them to try and go through to another final. They were in the final 2 years ago against Great Britain, which they went down closely. And then Steve Darcis, he's had some of his best wins in Davis Cup. He beat Alexander Zverev in four sets earlier this year. So we're pretty wary of these boys, and certainly won't be taking them lightly.
What about yourself personally, Leighton? We see a lot of athletes in any sport. They walk away from the game, sometimes never to be seen. But your passion for tennis seems to be even stronger now since you've retired. Why is it so important for you to continue to give back to particularly Australian tennis?
Yeah, I don't know if it's even stronger. I'm pretty passionate while I'm playing too. But, yeah, it certainly hasn't diminished, that's for sure. And I think it's more, not just tennis, I think Australian tennis more than anything. You know, I grew up in an era where I had the guys of Russ, the Philippoussis, the Woodies, Jason Stoltenberg, all these guys to look up to. I was very fortunate to come across when John Newcombe and Tony Rhodes were the captain and coach of the Davis Cup. And I think they instilled a lot of that tradition and history of Australian tennis into me. And, you know, I'm just trying to play a small part in some of these younger guys going forward. But, you know, things are going all right at the moment. We know we've got a great opportunity this week. But, you know, I really like hanging out with these guys. I've got to know them a lot better away from tennis courts as well, and got to know sort of how they tick off the court. And I think that really helps when I'm actually out there with them.
Explain to us the surface, because we're getting a bit of mail around that it is the slowest clay surface in the history of the world.
So I don't know if it's that slow. It's pretty low bouncing clay court. It's exactly what we expected coming over here, though. I watched their final from 2 years ago when they had to beat Andy Murray and Great Britain. They went down in the fourth match there, and it was a pretty slow clay court as well, low bouncing. Especially Goffin and Darcis, they're two best players in the singles. They're both smaller guys as well, and they make a lot of balls. So they don't really want to get the ball out of their hitting zone. So you know, they slice well, they play a lot of drop shots, they move extremely well. So it's not going to be easy.
And what's it like from a... You talked before about how you can kind of get away and get in this bubble when you're in Belgium. But what's it like in Belgium, the build-up to a semi-final of the Davis Cup? Is it massive, or is football take over like it does, say, in Melbourne or Adelaide, and the attention isn't as significant or as intense?
Oh, it's pretty big here. I'd say tennis is one of the biggest sports here in Belgium as well. They've had a lot of success over the last few years, probably the last 10 or 15 years. And then you've got David Goffin now carrying the flag for them on the men's side. For a very small country, they've had some exceptional results. And I think their final from 2 years ago, and then they've really had, you know, they've been the underdog in so many big matches, especially this year, and they've been able to find a way to get through that. But I think they're a pretty tight-knit group, and I think the media is really going to be behind them.
Like, we're in the semi-final of a World Group, a Davis Cup Kai, against Belgium tomorrow, as you well know, as we're talking about. When you took over the role, did you think you'd be back in this position so quickly, or are you ahead of schedule?
You never know. A lot of things happen with the draw in Davis Cup, but we're probably ahead of schedule in terms of having the opportunity to try and get through to a final, and the way the chips have fallen, if we can win this one, then no matter who we play in the final would be at home. But, you know, we know how hard this is going to be this weekend. But the boys know what's on the line as well. And, you know, we've all had one goal, and we believe we can go out there and achieve it. And we've done a fantastic preparation. We haven't left anything unturned, and now we've got to go out there and execute. But I have full belief and confidence in these boys that they can get the job done.
Now, Leighton, we can't let you go without asking about your beloved Adelaide Crows and how you think they're sitting at the moment with their assault on the Premiership.
Well, they did the right thing for me last week, destroying the Giants, because now I don't have to get up early and worry about it when I've got the tennis on. So I can actually have a clear mind this week, the week off, and get ready for the prelim, and I'll be back in Adelaide with my little boy Cruz to cheer the Mighty Crows on in about a week and a half's time.
Now, what I want to know is that when the national anthems get taken place at the Davis Cup, are you going to get the tennis boys doing the stance? Whatever it is they did.
About that. Normally we sort of put our arms around each other and show a very tight-knit group. But that was something different by the Crows, and it obviously played well.
Just stare down David Goffin on the other side of the tennis court.
We've got a couple of big boys in our team.
Exactly.
Right. If anyone can do it, you can do it, Rusty, I reckon. Good on you, mate. Nice to chat as always. Good luck with the boys through the tie. It's going to be great to watch it unfold, and hopefully a home final is a result. But we'll worry about that when it happens. Good luck.
Cheers. Thanks. Appreciate it.